This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal law enforcement officials are warning of possible copycat attacks or retaliatory violence after the attempt on Donald Trump's life, as visibly stronger security detail surrounds the Republican nominee and U.S. President Joe Biden. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Alana Durkin-Richer reports the motive for the Saturday Trump attack remains unclear.
The FBI has said it's investigating this as a potential act of domestic terrorism, but so far its investigation has turned up few clues about a potential ideology or motivation that could explain why this attack happened.
Independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has also received Secret Service protection. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said Tuesday that the U.S. still believes Israel is committed to a ceasefire deal despite the latest strikes on Gaza.
They're committed to trying to reach a ceasefire. They're committed to the proposal that they put forward and that the president outlined publicly over a month ago, about a month and a half ago now, and they continue to remain engaged in the talks to try to reach a ceasefire.
It comes as Israel said they would send a delegation to Cairo for further talks with mediators on a proposed deal with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas for a ceasefire and hostage release. The Israeli military will begin sending draft notices to Jewish ultra-Orthodox men on Sunday. The step could destabilize Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Hundreds of men protested after the announcement. It follows a landmark Supreme Court order for young religious men to begin enlisting for military services. Under long-standing political arrangements, ultra-Orthodox men had been exempt from the draft, which is compulsory for most Jewish men. System created widespread resentment among the general public in Israel. This is VOA News. The U.S. ambassador told Russia's foreign minister that President Vladimir Putin should release detained Americans, singling out journalists Evan Gershkovich and ex-Marine Paul Whelan. Linda Thomas Greenfield took the opportunity of Moscow's top diplomat Sergei Lavrov residing at a U.N. Security Council meeting to promote multilateralism and democracy, to appeal for the release of Americans. Arrest of Americans are increasingly common in Russia, with 9 U.S. citizens known to be currently detained as tensions between the two countries have increased, especially since Russia's February 2022 invasion of Ukraine. President Joe Biden addressed black supporters in the battleground state of Nevada Tuesday, his first campaign appearance since the assassination attempt on his Republican rival, former President Donald Trump. He linked the attack on Trump to racial and gun violence, imploring Americans to condemn violence in any form. VOA's Patsy with Dr. Suarez reporting.
You all have a responsibility to lower the temperature and condemn violence in any form.
Speaking in front of black voters in Las Vegas, Nevada, Tuesday, he did that by linking the shooting that injured Donald Trump in his Pennsylvania rally Saturday with violence perpetrated against African Americans, including George Floyd, who was killed by a white police officer in 2020, and to victims of gun violence, calling to reenact a U.S. ban on assault weapons that expired in 2004.
AR-15 was used in the shooting.
Trump, uncharacteristically subdued after the attempt on his life, has also called for unity. But many expect the calm to last only temporarily, with campaigning set to intensify following the party's political conventions. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
The corruption trial of U.S. Senator Robert Menendez ends with all guilty verdicts on all charges against him, which include him accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes in exchange for using his powerful position to enrich and protect 2 men and acting as an agent for the Egyptian government. Aaron Rainin reports from New York City.
Damian Williams is the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York.
This case has always been about shocking levels of corruption. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes in the form of cash, gold bars, a Mercedes-Benz. This wasn't politics as usual, this was politics for profit. And now that a jury has convicted Bob Menendez, his years of selling his office to the highest bidder have finally come to an end.
That's VOA's Aaron Rainin reporting. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.